In their joint meeting this week, Park City and Summit County leaders gave the acquisition of open space a lot of floor time. The new Greater Park City Compact lays out specific language about open space, saying acquisition should be an ongoing activity and a funding priority. As the compact is in its draft stage, leaders weighed in on what they see as important issues with open space. As Park City Mayor Dana Williams says, the Greater Park City area has come to be valued as much for what's not built on the land as it is for what's built.
Preservation of open space has become somewhat of an economic driver. It's increasing our tourism because more people are coming to use it. And maybe there should be some acknowledgement of the fact that we realize as a community that it's not just our built environment that makes us attractive, but it's the unbuilt environment and the protected environment that is now starting to drive us economically.
The Park City area, he says, gets wide recognition for its open space policies. As Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington says, the mutual goal of the city and the county is to continue as they have in open space acquisition.
We're kind of in the latter phases of open space connecting, but we're still at the same time in the phase one part of open space and the desire to continue to acquire. And so I think this is simply recognition that this is an ongoing endeavor, that it will probably be something that this area never gives up on, that we'll want to continue to acquire and manage our open space.
County Planner Kimber Gaberzak affirms that, but says also they must look at new open space acquisitions as contributing to a network.
Instead of just acquiring random pieces of open space, we need to be looking at it holistically so that whatever acquisition is made, it plugs into the greater system, that it's going to be usable, have some sort of function. Even if it is an isolated piece, we're looking at it from a holistic, sky-high vision as well, so that we're thinking about it long-term and looking at the community as a whole.
County Councilmember David Ure agrees on the value of open space, but added that it needs to be maintained and managed in such a way that keeps it beautiful. Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson says the city's COSAC group does that by deciding how open space is preserved and what level of protection it should have. She says open space should be approached strategically.
We're not in the place that we were 10 years ago, where there were bigger pieces of open space that we were focused on acquiring. And I think as it gets more and more and more expensive, our purchases are just going to have to be well thought out so that they maintain wildlife corridors or, connect to other pieces that we already have. It's something that acknowledges the ongoing responsibility and also the strategic nature of our future acquisitions.
And Summit County Public Works Director Kevin Callahan says from his perspective as an emergency manager, he wants to make certain open space is managed in a way that can act as a buffer area for defensible space around densely built neighborhoods.
The county's acquired over 1,000 acres, the city probably in the same range. Many of those open spaces are buffer areas adjacent to significant development. I mean, one of the things that we probably need to think about is in managing those open spaces, using them to protect that development. So there may be the need for fire breaks, or may need to be active management of that.
That's Summit County Public Works Director Kevin Callahan. The city and county have spent considerable efforts towards the notion of regional collaboration and will continue to form and evolve the Greater Park City Compact. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.